A court in southwestern France has ordered a blogger to pay $2,000 in damages and costs after a restaurant owner took exception to an online review. The judge also ordered the writer to change the title of her review because it figured too prominently in Google search results. More details from Janet Barry.
Caroline Doudet blogs about fashion and books and occasionally food. In August last year, she wrote about her dinner at a small Italian restaurant in Cap Ferret on the southwestern coast of France. It was a disappointing experience. She blogged about poor service and, as she saw it, the poor attitude of the owner. She entitled it The Place to Avoid in Cap Ferret, Il Giardino. 6 months later, the restaurant's owner took her to court, claiming the review was unfairly harming his business because it appeared as one of the first Google search results for anyone looking for his restaurant. He objected to the whole article, but the judge restricted her decision to the title and ordered Caroline Doudet to change it so that the words, The Place to Avoid, weren't so prominent in the results. Other bloggers have jumped to Ms. Doudet's defence. One said the judge didn't seem to understand the technical issues. Bloggers, they say, only have so much control over how their posts rank in search engines. Caroline Doudet says the decision seems to make ranking well on sites like Google. She's now removed the offending article from her blog.
That report by Janet Barry. The next US presidential election may not be for another 2 years, but one of President Obama's legacies may have had a bigger impact than most. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, his attempt to spread health care insurance to those traditionally unable or unwilling to get coverage. There have been plenty of challenges with the technology and continuing court cases, as well as apparent successes with millions of Americans signing up. First question, why Kentucky?
Because it's the only southern state to have embraced all the provisions of Obamacare. Well, Kentucky went ahead, it took the federal dollars, it did both those things, and it's been a success. 421,000 people have signed up through the state's insurance exchange, and many of them never had insurance before. The majority are now getting free healthcare, many others getting heavily subsidised private insurance. So the basic question then is, does that mean Americans have been won over? And I'd say yes, in part, in Kentucky at least. What I found was a lot of gratitude for the new healthcare provisions.